This is a Construction Tales brief safety topic. For this video, I'm offering some basic building code rules for sidewalk sheds. If you have a facade alteration project that is more than 40 feet in height, or a demolition job at a height of more than 25 feet, they both require a sidewalk shed. Obviously, a sidewalk shed must be erected prior to performing your scope of work. The first order of business would be to apply for a temporary construction equipment permit. This permit requires to be approved from the DOB. Next is the PW2 work permit application that also needs to be reviewed and approved. Once the permits have been paid, you must post them on the job site. They need to be readily available for periodic agency inspections. If necessary, you must also apply for after-hours variance work permits. All drawings for the sidewalk shed and work scope must be reviewed and approved by the Department of Buildings before starting any work as well. This includes the site safety plan that indicates the need for the sidewalk shed and other relevant safety components. The sidewalk shed being erected must be illuminated with either natural or shed lighting. Sidewalk sheds must be at least 5 feet wide and 8 feet in height to handle pedestrian traffic. Sheds are either light duty, which would be 150 pounds per square foot, or heavy duty at 300 pounds per square foot. The type needed depends on the height of the building and storage needs. An illuminated red light must be visible from the street so that the FDNY may know exactly where the standpipe connection can be found. The paint on the wood on the shed must be hunter green in color. It is illegal to post any kind of signage other than the contact information of the general contractor who erected the shed. This information is needed in order to determine who is responsible for shed maintenance and violations. If you see any advertisements posted on sidewalk sheds, the owner can technically be issued with a violation. Violations can be as high as $10,000. If you walk along a shed, just know that the diamond-shaped windows must be cut into the plywood and placed every 25 feet. I might note that it's very important that the sidewalk shed doesn't hide any street signs. This conflict will get the Department of Transportation involved. The owner and/or general contractor must keep a daily sidewalk shed log of inspections via a competent person who is on the project. At blind locations, such as an emerging parking garage entrance, a mirror is required to be installed. All sidewalk sheds must be created by a registered design professional. Once the design drawings are approved, the sidewalk shed must be erected exactly as per the drawings. If there are any field conditions that require a deviation from the approved drawings, paperwork from the design professional must be on site to verify that the modifications are approved. Sidewalk sheds must be inspected and supervised by a qualified person that has been designated by the design professional, permit holder, or a third party that has been approved by both the designer and permit holder. Once fully erected, the qualified person must inspect and provide an inspector report for the shed. The re-inspections must subsequently occur every 6 months afterwards and after each and every required repair. Sheds must be installed by a team of trained scaffold erectors who have a wide variety of training. You have 4 hours, 8 hours, and 32 hours for scaffold erection. Any projects that have a site safety manager and a site safety plan require all workers on site to have a minimum of 4 hours supported scaffold training. This is the minimum training that's required to step foot on the job site and use the scaffold while at work. As I have mentioned in previous safety topics, workers are required to have a 40-hour SST training card, while supervisors require a 62-hour SST training card. Every worker must have the following at a minimum for the 40-hour SST card: 30-hour OSHA, 8-hour fall protection, and 2-hour drug and alcohol training. The 8-hour training is a refresher training course that's required every 4 years for workers or supervisors who had previously completed the 32-hour training. Workers and supervisors are required to complete the 32-hour training. As you can see, workers and supervisors must be highly trained before erecting any form of scaffolding here in New York City. The main objective of training is to minimize the amount of deaths of both workers and nearby pedestrians. Once the scope of work has been fully completed, then it's time to dismantle the sidewalk shed. The crew dismantling the shed must be qualified to do so, and the DOB must be notified with a request that was approved beforehand. I know that it sounds like there's a tremendous amount of red tape for the entire process. The objective is to protect local pedestrians, including global tourists, and workers from harm that can come from falling bricks from up high on a skyscraper. The age range of the average high-rise building goes from brand new to hundreds of years old. Some of the most detailed architecture is on the oldest buildings of the Manhattan skyline. I'm not a fan of a ton of rules. However, if the rules didn't exist, just know that corners would be cut and shortcuts on safety would be made. It's just human nature to see what a person can get away with not even doing. In the case of protecting millions of humans and safeguarding some of the most expensive real estate in the globe, it's better to be safe than sorry. This concludes my research and personal experience on this safety topic. This video offered the history and basic building code rules for sidewalk sheds. My next video on sidewalk sheds will cover basic components of a sidewalk shed. If you're interested, look out for the release of that video. I thank you for taking the time to check out my review on sidewalk sheds. For questions or safety topic suggestions, look for me on social media under Leslie M. Jasper or Verbally Disastrous. I appreciate you. Knowledge is power. It's vital to move safely and go home after work in the same condition that you came in. Until next time, take care. This concludes this Construction Tales safety topic. Come back for more topics soon.